So then the next beach.
We went back to Maui. Maui is one of the Hawaiian islands. It's a very beautiful island. And that's where they put us in order to train more Marines. Because we're going to go somewhere else in about 3 months, and we better be ready. It rained that night that we got there. We drove up in trucks. When we got out of that truck, there was mud that deep. All of our equipment had to be taken off of that truck and carried to our tents. They had about 400 tents set up waiting for us. Well, like I say, they always put the Marines where it rains every day. And boy, it did. We're in mud, and we're all mad. Food's not great. And we're supposed to receive the new recruits that are shipped in from the U.S. They're high school kids. We're going to make Marines out of them.
So then what's the next beachhead you're going to?
Okay. One day they came in and said, we're going to warship tomorrow. And we're going to go, but I can't tell you where. Well, really, we're going to Saipan.
So this would have been the Battle of Saipan, and you're...
In the Marianas, Mariana Islands. Wherever there's an island, there's probably another one not too far away. It's just coral sticking up out of the ocean. That's all it is. In a million years, why, it begins to get birds on it and bird doo-doo, and pretty soon plants start growing. Coconuts float in from another island, and then it's got coconut trees. And the Japanese land there and take the island over because they're trying to establish a beachhead on the United States. They're going to take us over. And their big shots told them that. See, they already landed in China. Mm-hmm. And kill them and the area where they landed. They're going to take over Russia, too. Crazy. They're not going to do that. We're not going to let them.
On the island of Saipan, how many Japanese were
there? How many Japanese? Several thousand. And we're going to land there not with one division of Marines. We got three. Okay, that's 60,000 Marines going to land. Now, they're going to keep one division back in case we need them. They call them in reserve, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is the other division? We're fourth. Who's going to land with us? Number two division.
Second Marine Division.
Now, who in the world is the second Marine Division? Well, that's the one that landed on Guadalcanal. They're pretty famous. They've got this fantastic group of men that stayed down there when the Navy pulled out of there and left us without any supplies. Here comes the Japanese Navy, and our Navy said, we got to get out of here. Bye, Marines.
That was on Guadalcanal.
That's the Marine Division that landed on Saipan with the 4th.
With you. And then you had another division.
The 3rd laid offshore, 20,000 men on ships. And if we need them, they'll come in and help us. Now, the Army came in with us, too.
The 27th Infantry Division came with you.
Now, the Army didn't hold up their end of the deal. They got a lot of Marines killed. This is a Marine talking. The Army doesn't like to hear that. H.M. Smith was in charge, Lieutenant General. Howland Mad Smith. He said, I'm going to dismiss that Army outfit. I'm going to get them out of here. They got a lot of us killed. Instead of charging the machine gun nest, they didn't. And we, like sillies, charged it, got a lot of men killed.
So this is 15th of June, and the battle continues through the 9th of July, 1944. Tell us about you then, and your role as you come onto Saipan.
Of course, I was wounded there. Now, it was artillery, it wasn't rifle fire, and it could have even been our artillery. They call that friendly fire. Well, it's not too friendly when it hits you. But anyway, our platoon, which is about 30 men at that time, we were going to go in there and let the enemy know that we were digging in, and we were going to defend what we had taken as our property. What we had planned to do, they thought we'd be here, here, and here. We weren't going to be there. We were going to trick them. we're going to set back 50 feet. They think we're up here, and we'd be back here. We thought, boy, that'd be a slicky. But it didn't work. They started shelling us, and one of the shells hit me. Well, I was the luckiest guy in the world. That was a potato patch, is what it was. They raised a lot of vegetables on the Saipan, fertilized it with human manure. And when it rains, it splatters up on the potatoes or whatever it is. They warned us, don't eat any of that stuff, because you'll be sick. But said, those guys are used to it. In this particular area, I recognized they were sweet potato furrows. They hill up the potatoes, and then they got a trench, and then they hill up another row, and they're maybe 50 feet long. Sweet potatoes make fruit underground. Potatoes are always grown underground. So when that shell landed in there, it buzzed. It was spent. It didn't go off. It didn't go off.
How far are you from the shell?
It's coming down that sweet potato furrow because it's spinning.
Toward you.
I moved over like this, and that shell went up my pant leg. See this seam right here?
The seam on the side of your leg.
It goes up the leg, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Clear up to the hip. That shell went all the way up to my hip and busted out. And when I got through, I had a bleeding arm. I don't know what happened, but it didn't kill me.
It went up your pant leg.
And split that seam wide open. I went into battle with that seam wide open.
But what did it do to your body?
It didn't do anything.
You said that your arm was bleeding.
My arm was bleeding.
From where?
I had a little gush in my left arm.
And you don't know what that came from?
I don't know where it came from. You know, I said
something
they shelled. Not just one shell. Several other guys got killed outright. I had my Jeep here, and two guys were up over the windshield of the Jeep, hanging over the edge of that with the rear ends blown out. They landed over my windshield of my Jeep. And I just come out of there with a little blood on my arm.
So you weren't bleeding profusely?
A little bit. A guy came over to me, and he was an old Okie boy. His name was Smith. He's the one that took me to get my arm bandaged. He'd get by Red Crab because he knew me well. And I said, oh, don't worry about it. He just nicked me. I was lucky, though. I said, here, have a piece of candy. Our K-ration was a terrible thing to have to eat, but it had two or three pieces of Christmas candy in it. I'd get several of those and get all the candy out and put them in my pocket. I seemed to be under full control, and he wasn't quite, even though I was the one that was hit. See, I said, oh, it wasn't anything, just had a piece of candy. And he kidded me about that for a long time.
How long, then, were you in battle, you personally, on Saipan? Till the 9th of July?
It was over. It was like 30 days and nights.